This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour, this is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. We are babysitting, in a manner of speaking, I suppose. We're checking on all the big stuff that's going on. I think we've talked about Sha'Carri Richardson. She failed a drug test, so she can't go to the Olympics. So then, as long as we're in the sports circle, there's a lady who said something allegedly about a black, she was an ESPN reporter, right, or an anchor? Is that the story, Jennifer?
Her name's Rachel Nichols, and this is a pretty big story, I think, especially for people who watch the NBA Finals, which a lot of people are doing. It's underway right now. ESPN took their sideline reporter off their job after the job. I can't speak. Off of the job after a recording of her phone conversation criticizing ESPN's diversity policies. It broke. It came out over the weekend. ESPN said that they believe this is the best decision for all concerned in order to keep the focus on the finals instead of on the sidelines. Now, until today, Rachel Nichols, who is white, had been giving sideline reports as part of ESPN's coverage with host Mike Breen, Jeff Van Gundy, Mark Jackson. Now, she's no longer assigned to that role. ESPN also noted that she's not removed from the host of a show called The Jump, which is pretty popular during this series. This comes from an article that was published in the New York Times on Sunday in which it reported that she could be heard on a recorded phone call complaining that ESPN had given one of her contractually arranged on-air jobs to a black reporter named Maria Taylor. In the conversation, she says, on one hand, she wishes Maria Taylor all the best, but on the other hand, she didn't want to lose things she worked hard to earn just because ESPN is feeling the pressure over making its on-air staff more diverse.
There's a lot of that going around, that's for sure. So she's not going to cover the NBA, but she still has a job.
Still doing the jump, and we'll see
and
what happens.
And who decides
what's
a disparaging comment?
Well, this is what she said.
First of all, she's caught on a hot mic. So, number one, how dumb are you in 2021 to be caught on a hot mic?
I thought she was on a phone conversation.
It was a hot mic. Her mic was on.
Well, but that's not a reason to fire her.
I'm just saying, this was a stupid thing for her to say.
And by the way, it was a phone call. It was a phone call that was recorded on her.
Why was it recorded?
I don't know. I think it was.
Wasn't she talking to someone's agent, a sports agent, a player's agent?
This is directly from the reporting. It says the reprisal comes on the heels of an article published by the New York Times in which it reported that Nichols could be heard on a recorded phone call complaining that ESPN had been given one of her contractually arranged on-air jobs.
What's wrong with that?
Reporter Maria Taylor.
I'd complain about it if it was me.
I think it's different because if you're talking on the phone to someone, you have, I think, an assumed level of privacy. And this is what she had to say. This is what she could be heard saying. Quote, if you need to give her more things to do because you are feeling pressure about your crappy longtime record on diversity, which, by the way, I know personally from the female side of it, like, go for it. Just find it somewhere else. You are not going to find it from me or taking my thing away. End quote. That's what she said on the recording.
I think this is a pretty outrageous example of how this stuff has gone too far. Frankly,
I gotta say, I mean, you know, look,
I can see both sides of this. I understand how she feels, but it was stupid to say. I mean, it's.
But that doesn't mean she should lose a position that she has. And let's face it, no matter whether you're black or white, women in sports reporting has been a challenge.
It's tough.
For the past 20 years. And in order to make it, I find this appalling, frankly. I think we have gone way too far in trying to, the pendulum has swung way too far in order to try to even things out. Certainly lots of problems that we need to address as a civilization, as a country, as individuals. But for me, this stuff has gone too far. It's time to put the brakes on, time to stop being so if sensitive is the word, whatever it is, or insensitive. But I just don't see, especially where she says she's recorded saying the network had a crappy long-time record on diversity. She's criticizing the network. Maybe that's really why.
And she wasn't alone. Replaced. By the way, she was the person on the other end of the line was Adam Mendelsohn, who's an advisor to LeBron James.
And on
the call, you can hear Adam Mendelsohn say ESPN is a snake pit, claiming that between Me Too and Black Lives Matter, he was
I've heard
exhausted
that too.
By the discussion
I've heard that
about
from
diversity.
People that I know in radio. The radio
well, now they're
of
both
ESPN.
Apologizing. And, you know, I think, look, I don't, I think it must stink to be Maria Taylor and hear that maybe you're in a position because of what you look like instead
right.
of how good you are.
Or how hard you've worked to
but,
get there.
Yeah, it takes away what you've worked for.
But
yeah.
I can think of, and I'm not going to say names, but I can think of a couple of women right now that are in positions where they are clearly not as good.
Not capable.
As,
absolutely.
That are just not as good as other people.
Yep.
And
yep.
they are probably put there so that the company can check diversity
yeah.
boxes. And that
right.
is
yeah.
unfortunate.
Look at that. Look at who we hired over there. We did a great job. We hired somebody who's white or black
and
or
as a woman,
Asian
and I think
whatever.
Jay and Victoria and I could probably agree on this, I've always loved sports. I've always wished that I could be in the sports sector. I love it. But I also know that it's even harder than being a woman in talk radio. Imagine that. And that's not an easy get. So
nope.
I can also imagine how this woman feels if she's worked really hard and then someone that she can see is not as good comes along and takes something that is there because the company is now trying to make good on what crap they'd pushed out for the last
few
years.
You've given me something to think about. In the most recent Talkers Convention, I'm thinking about how many women were
yeah.
there who are actually talk show hosts.
Right.
At best, it's a handful.
I think I said to count how many women and report back to us.
Yeah, right.
And the fact that, I mean, what I'm super proud of is that in Los Angeles on the show that I host, that I'm the lead on that. Do you know how many two-person shows can you think of where the woman is the lead?
Well, they're smart enough to figure it out after the ratings on the show before you
well,
got there
know,
were 0.6 and
about,
now there are 3.
This isn't about
and it isn't
me
just you, it wasn't whoever else was there. Come on. They're slow, but they're not that slow.
But yeah. you understand the point. It's that it's just I can't think of any other example.
I think I just made the point. You have brought individually the program up by its bootstraps in a very competitive market where there's a lot of radio. Much of it isn't much good, but you know, at least people are finding you and that station. And so it is, you know, take some credit yourself because that's where the credit belongs. All right, it's time to move into Jeffrey Epstein's world.
Yeah, right.
Okay, here we go. There's a black book, apparently, that has surfaced. Uh-oh. Who's going to be in
this
book?
You have a lot of people sitting on the toilet right now.
Right? Names. 349 people, right? The addresses, all of that stuff. Names, phone numbers. High-profile individuals who have not been named as associates. So who has this book? Who's going to be the target of somebody's bullet? Because that's really...
Well, the guy who broke the news story on the first book, the first black book, this is the second one from the late 90s to early 2000s that was literally found on the street by someone, and then it was verified. And so the guy bought it from eBay. Sorry, what?
Yeah. Where did this come from, this book?
This book was found on the street on the Upper East Side of New York.
What?
And,
huh?
and a woman, yeah, and a what woman, she, listen, so the woman found it on the street. People find weird stuff on the streets of New York all the time. She
was
picked
that
it
a
up.
Little
she
convenient,
flipped through
though?
It.
Maybe.
Well, she's had
Maybe
it. It's, can I finish a sentence, please?
Well, man, no, but
she's
I'm
had
just
it.
Saying, no,
listen,
I want
let me tell the story. Okay, so in the 90s,
the
in
the
90s,
the story.
Listen,
yeah.
in the late 90s, she found it on the street in New York. She didn't know it was Jeffrey Epstein's book, but there were lots of names and phone numbers, Donald Trump and like a lot of people, famous names, Morgan Fairchild. So she kept the book. She moved a couple times. She lost it, found it again recently, put it up on eBay. It was sold for $400. The guy who bought it is the one who verified the first Jeffrey Epstein book and has now verified that this is another one that actually did belong to Jeffrey Epstein. What other new names are in it? Well, Morgan Fairchild's probably not happy. Robin Leach, remember him? Lifestyle.
Why would she be in it, though? What is she?
We don't know. Yeah. Melania Trump's best friend is in it. Who knows? I mean, there are a lot of random numbers.
This guy, Katsimatidis, who's the supermarket owner and the owner of WABC.
Carl
in New York
Icahn is in it, too. I mean, a lot of Jeffrey Epstein was a very well-connected guy. And doesn't mean all these people were pedophiles, but it certainly raises an eyebrow, at least one eyebrow.
Yeah, just because your name's in there, that doesn't mean that you were hustling around with some of the people. But
You're trafficking children, but, you know, it still is a little suspicious that you were involved with them.
Well, that's why I asked what I did, and I was persistent when you kept saying that, because I want to know, there's always a possibility that somebody deliberately did this to get at a group of people that just threw it on the sidewalk, figuring somebody would come up with it.
But here's the thing, we know who Jeffrey Epstein is now, but if this book is from the 80s, how many people
late 90s, early
2000s. Or the late 90s, excuse me, how many people were in that book that probably didn't know exactly what the extent of his crimes were? I am really interested in Alan Dershowitz. I'm really interested in Bill Clinton. These are people who are on the plane, who have been getting massages. Mm-hmm. I mean, give me a break. Prince Andrew. I mean, these are the people that we really,
like
really
a happy
know
ending.
About. Yeah, we'll leave John Katsimatidis out of it until he needs to be in it.
Yeah, right. All right. Here's the latest DJV download, a focus on J-Lo. Apparently, there are those around her, and we talk about that she's the happiest she's ever been. So that's trending. There also was the story we talked about in the download, a flash mob breaking out singing the national anthem at a Walmart.
That was cool.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. I thought it was kind of cool. Okay, so anyway, Scarlett Johansson and the Black Widow and somebody saying that he was embarrassed. Yeah, who cares? All that stuff. Well, we care about it, but to a point, you hear our approach and attitude to this way to sell it. Who cares? Yeah, check out our daily download for that information that you may have missed, or the little twists and nuances to conversations that we have that are really unique to the DJV Show. It's at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly. Yep, think O'Reilly. They're close, they're convenient, they're known for guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service, professional parts people, you can trust them. Stop by and see your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today, or you can visit them online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
I need some backup. I got to get these trucks to Tuscaloosa by Tuesday.
Trevor's Trucking needs 3 18-wheeler drivers with commercial licenses ASAP, or his company will stall.
If we don't move the rigs before this weekend, we're going to be in trouble.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Three after the hour here on the DJV program. It is Jay Kirshner time. Not that it is. It's always Jay Kirshner time because she always has something to say when there are important things to be said. When Jay listens, like E.F. Hutton. When Jay speaks, everybody listens. And when it comes to social media, she's on top of what's on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. And as usual, it has to do with mostly gossipy sorts of things like Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani's wedding, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there are questions that we like to ask, and we have some answers, interesting, thoughtful answers from listeners who have responded to some of our questions on social media, which we'll get to right after this.
Brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Victoria has just dubbed me the Prince of Precision. Ooh, I like that.
I'm endorsing it. I like it.
Yeah. What about you, Jay?
It was not meant as an actual endorsement of anything other than me teasing you that you're never on time and the clocks are always wrong. And your facts are, you know, iffy.
Excuse me.
Alternative.
Right. Alternative.
We are all entitled to our reading of the facts. Okay, so we have one of the things inspired by my conversation, I guess by me, as a focus on China. So, Jay, you've asked our listeners to explain their feelings about doing business with China. What was the specific question that you asked?
Yeah, the question you had asked, Doug, is it anti-patriotic to do business with China or buy made-in-China products?
And my answer to that is yes. So we can move on unless everybody agreed with me. So what are we...
a couple people. Lord Francis said yes because they're infiltrating and undermining the capitalist way of life. Jeff Dalton says, made in USA does not always equate to owned by Americans.
That's a very good point, by the way.
That is
because
really
we know
point.
More and more how the Chinese government is buying up stuff here, there, and everywhere in America. That's a very good point. And I'm not sure we always think about that. That's very good, Jeff. Thank you. All right, who else?
And Chris Burton posed a question to the question. If I retired from the military after 20-plus years, but I grabbed the first thing off the shelf, am I unpatriotic?
grab the first thing off the shelf. I don't know.
If he means he's
so if they don't look, yes.
If he's
just
looking,
mindlessly shopping, yes.
After also serving our country.
In the military.
Right.
I think there's a qualification to it. Perhaps we're looking for the definition of is, or parsing a little bit. I don't think that's the spirit of the question, frankly. The spirit of the question is, where are you spending your money? And do you know, do you pay attention to what you're buying and where that money is going? My intention is for you to think about what the Chinese government is doing to undermine our way of life. Okay? That's the bottom line. Okay, what else? Who else?
Well, and Chris Burton also added a great point. I think most folks prefer to buy American. It's just difficult to find American-made products in a number of
you're looking for something specific, it's, it can be challenging.
Yeah, it can be. Yep. All right, who else?
And John Walczak says, the bigger problem that is ignored is the billions sent to terrorist-supporting nations in the Middle East.
Yep. You're right about that. That's also a really big problem. Where we support a lot of the things that we like, gambling and things like that, all that money, much of it goes to terrorist organizations. Yep.
Well, I think that's one of the things with shopping local, too. When you go to, you know, local mom-and-pop shops and you know something is owned by Americans, it's made in America, when you get too much, and myself included, I can get really into online shopping. You just never know.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I really get annoyed at the proudly designed in America.
Yeah,
that really gets
me. Yeah,
that's like
that
saying Atlantic
nothing.
Salmon. Well,
I had
to buy a
grinder for the farm yesterday, a grinder sander. And you think I could? I looked. There were four different brands that I looked at in my favorite hardware store. All of them made in China. So I didn't.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Eric Adams is the Democrat candidate for the New York City mayoral race.
And now I believe is the time when this city is going through a painful moment, a dark moment. Are we going to turn that darkness not into a burial but a planted? We're going to rise up. I believe in this city. I love this city. And the people of this city, they know me.
Adams became a police officer in 1984 and became captain right before leaving the force to run for the state senate in 2006. The election is November 2nd. A Florida man is facing several charges, including attempted premeditated murder, confronting an officer outside the Hollywood, Florida police station last Friday. After following him into the lobby, the suspect, 43-year-old Sean Brennan, violently fought the officer to gain control of his gun. Other officers helped subdue Mr. Brennan. Ambush attacks on law enforcement officers nationwide are up 91% year-to-date. That's according to police statistics. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
One side calls critical race theory pure racism, teaching our kids to hate based on skin color. The other side says the theory is about our history and needs to be taught to our children. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau attempts to make sense of it all.
The National Education Association pledged to teach critical race theory in all 50 states and across more than 14,000 school districts where the union operates. In addition, the nation's largest teachers union says they will dedicate a team of staffers to provide guidance on how to fight back against anti-CRT rhetoric. Cheryl Wonderchain is a parent in Northern Virginia. She tells Fox News it's no surprise that unions are in favor of teaching CRT.
These unions have really showed us their true colors over the past year with, you know, bullying the CDC into putting out guidance to keep the schools shuttered. Mm-hmm. And I had an opportunity to look at some of the agenda for the NEA meeting that just wrapped up. And, you know, there was nothing on there about, you know, increasing literacy or remediation for all the learning loss over the past year.
Mm-hmm. Israel is sending 700,000 coronavirus vaccine doses to South Korea in exchange for a future shipment of vaccines from South Korea to Israel. Under the agreement, Israel will transfer the Pfizer vaccines to South Korea in an effort to inoculate more South Koreans this month. South Korea will send the same number of doses to Israel as early as September. South Korea has so far administered first doses to just 30% of its population. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We were talking about the hills.
I thought you'd be talking about the Prince of Preciseness or whatever.
No, that's you.
See,
Precision.
That's how unprecise you are. You don't even get the name right. It's the perfect nickname.
Thank you. All right, well, it's better than, what did you call me, the Grinch or something? No.
Captain Curmudgeon.
Yeah, it's
better
than that.
That's also applicable.
Thank you. All right, so here we are on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with, I'm going to put Victoria's name last because...
Well, I am the V, so go ahead.
Yes, right. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and Victoria Keelan. So there's this Ohio police chief. Want to tell that story? This is, he sort of did the nasty, did the stupid probably more than did the nasty.
Yeah, I was going to say, did the nasty would mean something else, I think.
Yeah, right. Okay, so what did he do, Jennifer?
Oh, Victoria has the story, but he just roughly wrote, put something on his, on the desk of one of his officers. This was a black officer. This is a white police chief, about the KKK, and was just ridiculous. He ended up getting fired, but it just, I don't understand how even people who think this kind of thing is funny are still operational. You know what I mean? Like, even if he, it's probably that he meant no harm, but maybe he meant it. Maybe he meant to be harmful. Who knows? But how in the world do you think that, that even works? I mean, it's just, it's not funny. It's hurtful. People are being, you know, people are on guard looking for this kind of behavior, especially in the police.
What is the line? What's
well,
the
he
line?
Got fired, so there's the line, right?
Right. I mean, but I mean, for other people to learn, if they're paying attention, and maybe they don't care or not paying attention, but hard to not pay attention these days with what's on the airwaves all over the place. But I just am wondering what it is. How do we decide? How do we know what the line is? Because it's kind of an invisible line, isn't it? Or is it a changing line? That may be more.
I don't know. When the Klan's involved, I think it's a pretty clear line, right?
In this case, yeah. In this case, yes, I have no question about it. But in other circumstances where it's a little like the business with the ESPN reporter, I think that's crossing the line, Frankie. Not what she did, but the way that was handled by ABC, Disney. You know, that's their, no, I don't, that was not appropriate. That was not the appropriate way to handle or react to what she said, frankly. And in my book, anyway, everybody's got a different way of looking at things. It's, and maybe to that point, we all have our thinking or thoughts about Bill Cosby and what the deal is with him. But I find it interesting, some of the old-time actors and actresses that are coming to his defense, Carol Baker, for example, somebody who's been around for a long time.
I don't know who that is.
Carol Baker is an old Hollywood, more from the golden age, if you will. She was in a movie in 1956 called Baby Doll. She got an Oscar for it. She put the blame on Cosby's accusers and questioned why women would choose to be alone with a sexy comedian.
A sexy comedian?
I guess we have different definitions of that as well. But anyway, I just find it interesting that this is something that people want to express themselves about, because it wasn't that he was black. It was his actions that brought him the negative attention that he got. And you know, you look at other people like Harvey Wallstein or Weinstein and what has happened with him. There are those who say, well, if he wasn't Jewish, he wouldn't have been prosecuted like this. No, that's,
what?
That is so stupid.
Do people say
who
that?
Said that? I feel like
I
you're the only one who made that up. I've never
no,
heard anybody. Because Hollywood is filled with Jewish people. That doesn't even make sense.
Well, that's it makes more
Hollywood
sense.
Hollywood is run by Jewish people.
Because there are a lot of people who don't like the fact that Hollywood is run by Jews. And that's, you know, so you go around and around. What I'm just saying is there's so much prejudice everywhere. How do you know what is in your own heart? You know what's right or wrong. Bill Cosby, to me, seemed like kind of a lech after hearing the stories. Even Jennifer's story of her encounter with him. You know, it's not
well,
something
how can 60
I'd
women be wrong? You know?
Yeah, look, I think that there's a level of, like, I think that everybody needs to own their role in this, right? Bill Cosby needs to own his role in this. The women who put themselves in dangerous situations, they need to own their role in this. I mean, the difference between my situation with Bill Cosby, and for those of you who don't know, I met him, he like laid in my lap. He definitely was not respectful of personal boundaries. But at the time, I didn't feel ever like I was in danger. And I can tell you what, if he would have handed me a blue pill and said, here, take this, let's go hang out, I would have said, you got to be kidding me. I don't care if it's Bill Cosby or the Pope. If somebody hands me a drug to do, I'm not just going to take it because I don't want to put myself in that situation.
But wasn't he also accused of drugging women, though, not just handing them pills?
And this is the thing.
Yeah.
This is why I'm saying he needs to own his role. The people who just took pills and said, you know, kind of jumped in. Look, these people are victims for various reasons. But, I mean, if somebody's crumbling up pills and sticking them in your drink when you're not looking, they're going to, no matter who they are, they're going to be held accountable in a court of law, unless
you'd like to think
they're trying to legalize a date rape drug. But that's a whole different story.
Well, no, I think that's an important way of looking at this. Okay. So now there's a new poll
that suggests that you and me and at least half or more of the people who live in this country believe UFOs reported by military personnel are evidence of intelligent alien life. The Pew, this is not a Fleabag research firm, this is the Pew Center for
Research. I want to know who the 35% are that don't think there's anything else out there.
Well, that's another good question.
She doesn't believe in UFOs.
Doesn't believe any of this?
Nope.
Thinks we hear we grew out of a swamp. That's what she thinks.
I'll have to ask her how she thinks we really got here, but yeah, she does absolutely not believe in UFOs whatsoever.
Does your dad? Mm-hmm.
He would be much more open-minded to it, yes. Like, he would probably go like, yeah, there's a possibility. I'd believe that. But yeah, my mom, absolutely not. Very hard line on that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you suppose that is? What is there? People that take a hard line on stuff like that, usually it's kind of like homosexuality. People that take a hard line are usually on the other side of it.
I think this is getting like, I'll keep this brief. But like, she also doesn't believe in psychics, even though a psychic told her very specifically when she was going to meet my dad. So, but she still doesn't believe any of it. I don't know. Anyway. I think that there's a good friend of mine who is a psychic, said she thinks that my mom, as she's getting older, that there's a lot of maybe fear of the unknown. Mm-hmm. And so that, you know, fear of your own mortality and things like that. And that can kind of warp how open-minded you are to things, mm-hmm. which right. I think there's some validity to that.
But this is over 10,000 adults were surveyed last month.
But also look at the ages, though. If you're under 30?
Three-quarters of adults under the age of 30, 30 say intelligent life exists on other planets. 57% of those 50 and older don't.
And that number goes down as you get older.
Right.
What's funny about that is I believe what I do because of just what you said, but I guess for the opposite reasons. I don't know if that makes sense, but you're saying that your mom, maybe because of her own mortality, is trying to keep everything very compartmentalized. I love the idea that there are a whole lot of things I don't understand because that leads me to say that there's, that I have faith that there is something more.
Totally with you. I find it comforting in the unknown. I find that, you know, once we leave this plane, I'm very open-minded to what we may encounter in the next
we create our own realities.
I
used to, when I was in my 30s, I worried about death all the time. Oh, my God, what's going to happen to me after I got divorced? It was terrible. The decade of the 30s is the worst in my life. And at this point in my life, I think, wow, this is great. I've had a wonderful life to this point. I continue to lead a wonderful life pretty much exactly the way I want to live. And I have the people around me that I want to have around me. I've got it, you know, pretty much made. It'd be nice to have a few more bucks in the bank, but, you know, you can't have everything all at once. And so, you know, you give up maybe a certain amount of what your priorities are for other priorities that are more important. And worrying about what's going to happen, first of all, what are you going to do about it? Zero.
Right.
There's not a thing you can do about whatever happens. And, you know, lately, I've been talking about this on the air a little bit, the quantum physics stuff, which has been part of the discussion for 30 or 40 years. Actually, the quantum physics stuff goes back to almost the same time. I wonder how these are related, if they are. Just think about that. The whole business about UFOs in the early 50s, you know, that's sort of when it became a little more popular with Einstein and that bunch that were around then, the 40s and the 50s, to think about, what do we really exist? We ask ourselves a question. You know, I can pinch myself, you can pinch yourself, and it feels real, but is there something else there? Because we don't really understand a whole heck of a lot about what goes on. How do you try to understand when you look at trees and understand the photosynthetic process, when you look at the complication, I'm looking at my son's and his wife's baby boy growing inside of her, and the spine developing, and the arms developing. And I look at the calves that are born on the farm after 9 months and 9 days of gestation from one cell matching up with another cell comes this being. Well, how do you explain that?
I know. You can't. Yeah. And where did it all start?
Yes.
You know, there are a lot of people who like to say, well, it was the Big Bang. Well, what caused the gas for the Big Bang?
I mean,
there's something so much more that we don't understand.
Right.
And it's always my argument about religion and about faith and about being something more and not just these beings that just kind of live and die. Because it just it doesn't make sense. And if you've ever been with someone...
Sense.
No, and if you've ever been with someone who's passed, if you've ever been in the room with them, you know as soon as they're gone because you can feel the energy, that soul, leave the body. The body is still there. But all of a sudden, you're like, that's just a body.
When
that's not my grandmother anymore.
Yeah, when my father died, when he stopped breathing, it was long after his soul had departed from his body. After he had his stroke, he was gonzo. And you know, once you lose consciousness, I think oftentimes that is the mark. I mean, we can't prove it, but it just seems to make sense. Like a lot of these other things.
The point is the soul is more powerful than the body it lives in, right?
Yeah.
You can feel that energy in that.
We are, I remember Meredith and
well,
I talked about
this a long time.
That's physics
101,
right?
We
are spiritual beings in a physical body.
Right, that's but a, the physics 101 part of it, if we want to stick to the science, right? I mean, that's energy cannot be created or destroyed.
No.
That's number one. So if you think we are energy, our souls are, that's energy. So how could you possibly create at one finite point or, you know, or destroy it when you leave the body? It just doesn't make sense to me. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm with Jen. I find it very comforting to feel like there's another place that... Well, maybe we'll all be doing a radio show together on another plane.
Maybe we are already and we don't even know it. That could, how about that?
I just wouldn't want to like realize that we're in the Truman Show. That's the only thing that I wouldn't want.
That would be embarrassing. I know.
That would be
bad. Somebody tell us.
These are the kind of conversations we have every week on the program that I do called Your Hidden Power. The current, as a matter of fact, as I'm looking at the review of the most recent one, which is Your Hidden Power number 198, the focus was on following your own authentic path. There's a person, a psychic teacher that I became enthralled with named Catherine Schiff that taught me and the listeners a lot about psychic meditation, about experiences. And she had sort of credibility. A lot of these people sometimes, as to Victoria's chagrin, we don't quite mesh in our conversations when they are on the program and I'm talking to them. Sometimes it sinks in and sometimes it doesn't. But with the shift, it really did sink in with me. And it's because I think I buy into the divine higher self idea and the idea of intuition. Uri Geller taught me that, as far as that's concerned. Trust your intuition. Trust your gut. And that's really what the conversation is about. So if that means something to you and you think you get a kick out of listening to it, you learn something, help yourself to this week's podcast of Your Hidden Power, yourhiddenpowershow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With the acceleration to digital channels during the pandemic, consumers now have access to unparalleled choice when it comes to where and with whom they spend their money. But how loyal is the average consumer, and what keeps them coming back for more or turning away from specific brands? Well, the Marcis' Customer Loyalty Index found out exactly that. Joining me now for a little bit more is Alex Timlin, Senior Vice President of Industry at Marcis. Alex, can you tell us a little bit more about the Customer Loyalty Index and what the research found?
The hope of the research was to actually ask consumers about their feelings towards brands to just differentiate between a loyalty program as a means of getting rewards versus loyalty where people have a strong emotional connection with a brand or a product and feel as though they are advocates. So the aim of the research was to give people a different approach to how they might gain new customers, but most importantly, retain them by thinking a little bit differently about what loyalty is so that they don't leave behind customers they already have a good relationship with.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
After the hour of barking time. Woo, woo, woo. That doesn't sound like a dog, does it? Grrr. Well, you know, just we talk a lot about dogs, but there are other pets that come into the focus when we have Warren Eckstein from the famous Pet Show, which is on the air around the world on the weekend. You can actually watch Warren on Facebook because he does the program on his Facebook page, right? You have a camera in there, and people can see your golden locks or your gray locks and what's going on behind the scenes.
And some of them actually stay tuned.
Do they? What a phenomenon that is. Okay.
Amazing.
So I got a solicitation in the mail. This is going to send Victoria and Jay right up the tree with me. There's a company called Chewy. And they have now they're advertising pet drugs. You can get your drugs cheaper. So when I'm looking at this, I'm thinking to myself, how much has the pharmaceutical world now involved itself, infiltrated is maybe the better word, into the world of pets? How much are they getting to veterinarians to convince them to try to sell more drugs to you to take care of your dog or your cat or whatever it is? So am I on a solid ground here that this is a conspiracy, or what's your thought? You've got to have encountered this in conversation with your listeners any number of times, Warren.
The cost of medications for pets is more than the cost of medication for people. So a lot of people are going to online places, whether it be Chewy, whether it be PetMeds.com or any of those groups. And to get them, you would think, well, you just order them. No, you need a prescription from your veterinarian.
But are they prescribing too many drugs?
Well, I don't know if it was discriminatory drugs, but the vets would prefer you don't go there because they can charge more for the same medication at their local office.
Yeah.
I don't see vets prescribing more medication than's necessary. I think the change in the medication is nutritional. I think there's more supplements coming out for dogs and cats. As we learn the benefits of supplements for people, we learn about it for our pets as well. But I don't think veterinarians are prescribing more drugs. The problem is, and this is a big problem, there are not enough veterinarians. We don't talk about that enough. There's a veterinary shortage in this country right now. But I don't think vets are prescribing drugs unnecessarily to dogs and cats at this point.
Looking for a good supplement line, by the way. Warren wouldn't tell you this, but I will. I'm a big fan of Hugs and Kisses. Hugs and Kisses is a proprietary brand of mixed, for both cats and dogs, but it's also lots of minerals as well as vitamins. Mixed together, very, very good. Very good for Daisy. I give them to her all the time as treats, actually. So the Hugs and Kisses vitamin and mineral supplement available at hugsandkisses.com or also at thepetshow.com. There's a local story here in my neck of the woods, Warren, about a local an Olympian, a gymnast named Allie Reisman. Her dog Milo went missing over the weekend. And she was asking fans here in the Boston area to keep an eye out for her dog. As a matter of fact, some local other famous folks, Chris Evans is from the next town over where I live, and he was all about that on Instagram. Lots of posting. But it brings around a couple of things. Again, the chip and how you find pets when they're lost. What other things? I mean, you got to get calls like this all the time. American Kennel Club says the more pets go missing because of the, on July 4th, because of the obvious, the noises.
Why it's so critical for people to prepare. For example, 4th of July, that whole week, my dogs, when I'm not home, I can find them in a back room, which is pretty large, but there's something loud playing or the TV's on. I try to give them a quiet room of their own because you're absolutely right. More dogs do disappear, not just 4th of July, but the entire summer with the thunderstorms and other things going on. So make sure, and this is critical, make sure that your chip is up to date. Lots of people will adopt the dog, they'll get a chip from the shelter, and God bless the people adopting. But the thing is, that chip might have the shelter information, and you move to Iowa, 1,300 miles away. So make sure you find out what chip company was used by the shelter. Contact them. I think for 10 or 15 bucks, they will change the information back to you. And also, on that information, don't only put your phone number, put the phone number of a relative or friend that doesn't live near you. Just in case of disaster and there's no way that you can contact other people during a storm or anything like that, especially with the storm coming up to Florida now.
Yeah, right.
Hey, but I got exciting news. I got exciting news, Doug.
You?
Elmo. You ever watch Sesame Street?
Yeah.
Elmo is getting a puppy as a pet. Elmo, Grover, Abby Cadabby, and the rest of the Muppet Gang are introducing a new character to the show this summer, a white and brown puppy named Tango, according to the Associated Press.
Really?
Oh, that's cute.
So it's a great idea. They're doing it because so many people adopted pets during the pandemic. They thought it was a great idea to introduce a pet to the Sesame Street. I think it's a great idea. This way, hopefully, children will learn positive things about pet guardianship.
Well, it certainly has an influence on youngsters and has for decades, so it's probably a pretty good idea. Yep. Warren Eckstein's got lots of great ideas. You can follow them on his pet show.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.